Dictation for Junior Rulapo, R-U-L-A-T-A-U-G-H. August 2537, addresses a letter to Dr. Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Kabir, K-H-A, B as in boy, I-R, 953-5339. Dear Dr. Kabir, consultation for Mr. Rulapo Jr. with abnormal kidney function comes accompanied with two family members, follows with urology, Dr. Cotand, C-O-T-A-N-T, has done bladder stone removal for microscopic hematuria, no malignancy. He denies gross hematuria. He has good urine output, some frequency nocturia, but no incontinence, infection, or cloudiness. He still has his prostate, no change of weight or appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, has neuropathy, bilateral feet up to the ankle. He denies gross claudication, open ulcers, does have restless legs, no decubiti. Prior revascularization, lower extremities and knee replacement, which also limited his mobility. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Denies recent falls, denies chest pain palpitation, no increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, no purulent material hemoptysis. Next paragraph, past medical history, multiple myeloma, 2012, used to see Dr. Danzo, D-A-N-Z-O. He appears to be on remission. Presently sees Dr. Lewandowski, L-E, V as in Victor, A-N-D-O-W-S-K-I. There is hypertension, denies diabetes, coronary artery disease, abnormal stress testing, one vessel bypass, apparently 2005. Has a pacemaker and the battery already replaced recently. No TIAs or a stroke, no deven thrombosis pulmonary embolism. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, denies liver disease, remote history of gout. Next paragraph, procedures including the coronary artery one vessel bypass, abdominal aortic aneurysm repair, femoral popliteal bypass, bilateral knee replacement, rupture appendix, bilateral length implant, left-sided wrist fracture and surgery. Next paragraph, reported side effects to sulfa. Next paragraph, medications include Nurantin, Lipitor, Allopurinol, Lisinopril, Plavix, Proscar, Flomax, Aspirin, Prolia. No anti-inflammatory agents. Other side effects, Cipro and Dilaudid. Next paragraph, he started smoking high school, one pack per day, until age 50. minor alcohol intake. A family history, a brother with kidney disease, but no other information available. Next paragraph. On physical exam, weight 185, 73 inches tall. Blood pressure 160 over 80 on the right, 162/80 on the left. Decreased hearing, normal speech. Pinpoint pupils, symmetrical, normal eye movements, upper lower dentures. No palpable thyroid lymph nodes. No gross carotid bruise, JBD. Pacemaker on the left sided. Lungs are clear, no pleural effusion consolidation. Irregular rhythm. Abdominal surgery. No distension, liver, spleen, masses, or ascites. 2-3 plus edema, decreased pulses, non-focal, large tophi on the right elbow. Next paragraph, chemistries. Last one available is December. Creatinine 1.31, representing a GFR 52 with normal sodium potassium acid base. Calcium was running low. Creatinine through the years was around 1.2 or better, with isolated few episodes of elevated creatinine. The changes started and persisting elevation around August 2024 with creatinine that has fluctuated between 1.4 and 1.87. The stools are positive for blood. There is anemia 9.7 with large MCV 104, low platelets above 100, low lymphocytes. October iron studies normal, B12 normal, folic acid, TSH normal. You have done electrophoresis, there is decreased albumin, there was low level of monoclonal gammopathy with IgG kappa, an albumin creatinine ratio elevated at 116 milligrams per gram, an A1C 6.1 back in April. Trace amount of blood and protein in the urine, no bacteria or white blood cells. That's November 24. PSA not elevated. An X-ray survey shows osteoporotic bones. There is lytic lesions. Stable over time, and prior left-sided rib fractures. Dr. Lewandowski advised the use of XGEVA, XGEVA, every 6 months. A kidney ultrasound in July, 9.5 on the right, 9.1 on the left, no obstruction. There is large post-void residual at 368. There is documented mild peripheral vascular disease on ABI July 2024. At the level of aorto-iliac. Left lower extremity more compromised than right-sided. There is a transesophageal echo, December 2023. Normal ejection fraction, moderate mitral regurgitation. Some plaque on descending aorta. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, some degree of progression, a number of factors, which includes long-term hypertension, multiple myeloma, urinary retention, small kidneys question, renal artery stenosis, given his extensive disease, aorta, lower extremities bypass. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. 9 evidence of gross pulmonary edema. He has probably a component of congestive heart failure, but no decompensation. There is proteinuria but non-nephrotic syndrome. No major activity in the urine for active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. We are going to monitor chemistries. He needs to follow with urology about the urinary retention, needs to follow with hematology about multiple myeloma. I did not change any of present medications. Tolerating the low dose of lisinopril. All issues discussed at length with the patient and family will follow.